When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great song. But I also love those strange songs that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Singles. Born in Nazi-occupied Paris, France on April 23, 1943, Hervé Villechaize was born with dwarfism. He would stand 3 feet 11 inches tall as an adult. He was bullied as a kid, and he found that painting gave him some relief from that constant bullying. He studied art, and in 1961, he became the youngest artist in history to have his work on display in the Museum of Paris. He would move to the United States in 1964, settling in New York City, and learned to speak English from watching TV. He first worked as an artist and photographer, but eventually he got into acting, first in off-Broadway productions, and soon making his way to film. He also got some TV work. In the early 1970s, he was hired by Sesame Street to perform the legs that were coming out of Oscar the Grouch's trash cans for scenes that required Oscar to be mobile.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty.
His big break came 10 years after moving to America, when he was cast in the 9th James Bond film, The Man with the Golden Gun. He played the role of Nick Knack and gets stuffed into a suitcase.
What? Just what? Hey, let me! Ow! Ow! Hey, what are you doing? Ouch! Come on!
Alice Cooper actually wrote a song for the film, also called The Man with the Golden Gun, but producers opted to use the theme by Lulu instead. But that song would end up appearing on the album Muscle of Love, which was Alice Cooper's 7th and final album. That's final album as the band Alice Cooper. Yes, it was a band name first. Alice Cooper, the solo artist, would continue on, and still to this day, I believe. In 1977, he would get another big break, this time in television, when he was cast on the ABC fantasy drama series Fantasy Island. The show starred Ricardo Montalban as the mysterious Mr. Rourke, and Hervé Villechaize as his assistant, Tattoo.
Our guests are arriving on time, to the second.
They always do. And you always act like it's a miracle.
My dear Tattoo, when each guest is paying $50,000 for a 3-day stay on Fantasy Island, he or she deserves miracles.
Right, boss.
His character of Tattoo became very popular with the public, but he became difficult to work with over time. Apparently, he was constantly propositioning women and fighting with producers. So, before the 1983-84 season, he was fired from the show and replaced by Christopher Hewitt, a.k.a. Mr. Belvedere.
Streaks on the china, never mattered before. Who cares when you dropkicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one glares.
In a more positive light and somewhat relevant to today's song, in the 1970s and 80s, Villechaize became an active member of a movement in California to deal with child abuse and child neglect, sometimes even going to the crime scenes himself to help the victims. In 1980, Cleveland International Records released a compilation album titled Children of the World. The back cover of the album reads, "Children of the World is a unique concept in Anthology Records. On each of the LP's selections, 30 young members of the world-renowned Children's Choir of Northern Ohio perform with guest recording and television stars. The diversity of performers as well as the varied song material present the listener with a powerful program of popular, patriotic, and uplifting music suitable for adults and children. And the list of guest stars is positively electric." It then goes on to list some of this odd mix of people who appear on the album. People like Andy Williams, Doc Severinsen, Charlie Daniels, and Hervé Villechaize. Also, let me add before I get into the song here, all royalties earned by the Children of the World for the sale of this record to support the expenses of the Northern Ohio Children's Performing Foundation, a nonprofit organization. So, on this album, and released as a single, the first single, I think probably the only single, was Hervé Villechaize singing a song called Why.
Why do people have to fight? Why don't they learn to do what's right?
Why was written by a Dutch singer, producer, and composer, Pierre Cartner. Cartner has written around 1,600 songs. He created his well-known alter ego, Father Abraham, after writing a Dutch carnival song, Father Abraham Had Seven Sons. He even made some records for the Smurfs. In 1978, he released an album, Father Abraham and Smurfland. But that is, well, no, someday I really do need to cover that one.
There everything was okay, and they all wanted to stay. And though the Smurfs are so small, and can tell you a Smurf is so happy and gay.
Why was adapted to English by Ed Penny. He doesn't have a lot of familiar credits listed on Discogs. It just describes him as an American songwriter, producer, and rare book dealer. Cleveland International Records, who released this album and single, is an independent record label started in 1976. One of the first albums the label released was 1977's Bad Outta Hell by Meatloaf. It sold over 40 million copies worldwide. But back to this single, the B-side was a song called When a Child is Born, and it's also featured on the album, and Hervé sings this one as well. Hervé's single didn't tear up the charts. It didn't appear on the charts. The only other thing really of note is he did get an appearance performing the song. Well, pretty sure just lip-syncing the song. But he did do this on the Merv Griffin Show in 1981. And that's about it. I don't know what else to tell you on this one. Thank you for the support, as always. I will see you in the main feed on Tuesday for Enough is Enough by Tammy Faye. Thanks, everyone.
Each morning.